You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. I want to make a quick announcement before I get into the article. This weekend, I'm going to be out as myself and the family are going on a camping trip. Even though me and the family live apart, we still do family activities. And camping is one of our biggest things. Now, you guys can refer back to my video, RPM's Verbal Smackdown of the Meat Sack, to find out what happened on the last camping trip we had. Now, I actually spoke with the meat sack a couple of days ago, and she briefly mentioned it, and I simply told her, listen, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. I harbor no ill will towards you. However, I will not put up with any sort of verbal disrespect. Those days are done. That version of me has gone bye-bye. If it comes to it, I will simply pack my stuff and leave the campgrounds. You don't want me to do that. So, that's on you. And after we had that conversation, her tone really changed. More subtle, more humble. But, all in all, that's just where I stand. Now she knows it. But anyway, let me get into this article. And for all of you Western liberal women who really believe that you have it so bad over here in America, but yet will not get on that plane and go to Afghanistan, here's a little tidbit for you to think about. The next time you want to say, oh, we have it so bad over here, we're so oppressed, refer back to this article, which was published on the 8th of September. The Ak barbarians are cracking down on people in Afghanistan protesting the new government by beating and whipping people. Ak barbarian fighters whipped and beat a group of Afghan women in Kabul protesting the newly announced all-male interim government, CNN reported on Wednesday. Wow. Just wow. You know what they're saying over there? Whip them! Whip the piss right out of them! According to the report, some signs read, quote unquote, no government can deny the presence of women, and I will sing freedom over and over. It would seem that the people holding these signs really don't know when to say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and not do this because I do want to kind of live a long life. A handful of journalists covering the demonstrations were also arrested, according to TOLO News. The protests are the latest in a show of defiance around Kabul, as many have been chanting slogans against the Pakistani government and expressing support for rebels fighting the Taliban. Pakistan, Afghanistan. Somebody didn't really proofread this. Wednesday's demonstrations also come as the Ak barbarians plan to recreate the Ministry of Vice and Virtue, the BBC reported, which was known during the militant group's 1996 to 2001 rule for deploying religious police to the streets in an attempt to enforce strict Sharia law. The Ak Barbarians on Tuesday announced an interim government to rule Afghanistan made up of entirely men and includes an interior minister who has a $10 million U.S. bounty on his head. Shirajuddin Haqqani is the head of the Haqqani Network, a U.S. designated terror group in Pakistan and Afghanistan with close ties to Al-Qaeda. Once again, I'm going to reiterate my previous point. To all of you overly privileged, overly entitled Western liberal women who say you have it so bad over here, I don't see you guys getting on the first thing smoking to go over to Afghanistan and trade spots with those women. Oh, no, 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 no. Because as you see what's going on over there, those women got a boot on their neck and they got an ashy sandal up their ass. Those men over there are not playing. They don't feel that quote unquote male guilt that men over here in the West have been subject to for the last 50 to 60 years. They're saying, listen, we're not playing that game. We see how weak Western men have become because of this. Oh, no, 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 no. See, the women over here, they got two choices. Either they get down with us or they get put down by us. Either way, we don't care. But, hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough in this short video. Read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies of the West, the power in every way, shape, or form will go out one day. Feminism, male guilt, and constantly whining and crying about fake oppression will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, when things really get dicey, you're being shown the preview of what's going to come to the West. And my final point to all you Western women out there, have you not thought in your pea-sized brain about what would happen if Western men decided to become the barbarian? I know you don't think that far ahead, but just saying. Really ask yourself, what would happen if Western men decide that you're not worth defending, you're not worth going to war for? If the barbarian comes and they say, you know what? I've been so disenfranchised by this society, hand me an axe. Then you're going to have real problems. That's when hockey mask time on a social level will truly kick off. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am.